Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
The 12-team bracket is set in the college football playoff. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We are HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12. And if you watched or listened to the show on Saturday, then you will know how I feel about the 12-team playoff and the first ever bracket that was put together for this format. And the Big 12 team, Arizona State, got royally hosed, and it wasn't all that close, and it wasn't even all that debatable. But Arizona State wasn't the only team that got screwed on Sunday. So let's go through it. Well, Arizona State should have been the number 3 seed over Boise State. That would have been much better for Arizona State. They likely could have ended up in the Fiesta Bowl right down the road from Tempe for their quarterfinal matchup. And maybe the committee didn't want to do that for them. Maybe they didn't want to give the Big 12 champion too much of a home field advantage in the quarterfinal. That might be too pessimistic for you, but why would you not be pessimistic about the college football playoff committee? You should be. It's been a sham for a very long time. The rules move around every single year. But Arizona State had the stronger strength of schedule, and the comparative outcomes were not even close. Both teams had played Wyoming. Arizona State beat them by 41. Boise State beat Wyoming by 4. Those are the things that the committee claims to care a lot about. They obviously didn't care enough about that. So they put the Mountain West Conference champion at number 3 because the top 4 teams who get the byes have to be conference champions, which I admit is kind of a stupid rule, but that's how it's set up right now. And the Big 12 team ended up getting host in this case. So that was a bad move. There is no two ways about it. If the committee is listening and going by its own guidelines, which is supposedly strength of schedule, head-to-head competition, comparative outcomes of common opponents, and other relevant factors like unavailability of key players and coaches, then Arizona State's the 3 seed. And it's not even all that debatable. But instead, the committee is just whizzing in the wind and hoping that we're not going to notice. That's what this has ultimately become all about. Now, am I glad Alabama didn't get in? Sure, but there's something more egregious that clearly shows a broken college football playoff format already in year 1 of the 12-team format. So I will get to that. If you are new, or if you aren't new but think you're subscribed, well, check and then subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify. Thank you guys for being here. Hit that thumbs up on the video and drop us a 5-star rating and review. So grateful that you are continuing to do that, because that helps us grow the show. I know you're like, oh, why? Just do it. Just do it. Come on. One time, that's all I'm asking. Let's go. But here's the thing. When you look at the format, what you've got right now also is a case of Oregon, who wins the Big Ten, who gets the number 1 overall seed, also getting hosed here. So Oregon has to play either Tennessee or Ohio State in the second round at a neutral site. Meantime, Penn State, who Oregon beat in the Big Ten championship, sure, they've got to play an extra game, but they get a home game against SMU playing a team from Dallas in State College, Pennsylvania in late December. I like their odds there. and then they will go and play Boise State. That is a gift. Penn State has an easier road to the semifinals, even though they have to play two games, than Oregon does. Oregon should have laid down in the Big Ten championship if that was the case. Oregon is not getting any kind of benefit of the doubt for winning a Big Ten championship and getting this bye and being a number one overall seed. There's no benefit. They may have to play Ohio State, who might be talent-wise the second or third best team in this entire thing. Meantime, if you were to compare just the talent, the raw talent, Boise and SMU might be bottom two in this whole 12-team format. So tell me how Oregon benefited by being the Big Ten champion. It didn't. Right? That's number one. And then the other thing, and I wanted to make sure I got into this as much as I could, because there was so much about this 12-team playoff that was weird, that was bothersome, that just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So there was this weird conversation going on all morning on Sunday about how the committee was in a weird spot, because if they didn't put Alabama into the playoff, teams would have just scheduled very easy non-conference schedules. They would have never scheduled tough games, and that would be the end of tough non-conference scheduling. Because here's Alabama with the big strength of schedule, and they don't get in. But then if they don't put SMU in, you are de-incentivizing the conference championships. So what would happen to the conference championships? The thought was, if Alabama doesn't get in, non-conference scheduling is screwed forever. If SMU doesn't get in, these conference championship games are done. Well, that is a false premise. That's just not true. Alabama's problem was not that, well, they scheduled tough games, because their tough games were largely in their conference. The problem for Alabama is that they lost to mediocre teams like Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. And OU blew them out by 3 touchdowns. OU was not a good football team this year. I don't care how you spin it. OU was not good this season. No ifs, ands, or buts. No debate. What hurt Alabama is not that they played really good teams. The problem is they lost to teams they weren't supposed to lose to, who were mediocre at best. That was the issue for Alabama. So you heard the SEC chorus of people talking about this and saying, oh my goodness, what's going on with Alabama? How do they not get in? Look at the strength of schedule. That's not why they didn't get in. They didn't get in because they lost games they were heavily favored in that they should not have lost. That's it. That's it. No other way to spin it. No ifs, ands, or buts. So that was just SEC narrative that was being pushed out there, and nothing more. But here's the biggest change that has to happen to this college football playoff, and if they could start it next year, that would be great. The thing that needs to happen in the college football playoff is the quarterfinal games need to be on campus. No more of this, well, let's save the special bowl games for the quarterfinals, like the Rose, the Peach. No. Put the quarterfinals on campus. Then, if you wanted to do the semifinals the way you did it with the 4-team playoff, that's fine. Rotate it around every 2-3 years. But if you want to incentivize conference championship wins and buys, the quarterfinals have got to be on campus. Oregon is not benefiting by having to go to a neutral site to play Tennessee or Ohio State. And you also benefit that fan base. Think about for once in college football, we do something for the fans around here. Is that too much to ask? Doing something on behalf of the fans in this sport? My goodness. Let's do it that way. And let's start that as soon as possible. Give the fans a break. The reason that these conference championship games were poorly attended is because a lot of these fan bases figured, I want to go to at least one college football playoff game. I'm probably going to have to travel for it, so I better save my money. Outside of the high-end donor class, how many people are traveling for 2 or 3 games? which if you have a first round game, then you'll have a quarterfinal game, then you'll have a semifinal game, then you'll have a national championship. That could be four games that you might have to pay your way into if you're a fan of one of these college football teams. That's insane. Who is going to do that? So if you really want to make this sport about the fan for once, I mean, college football, as I love this sport. I'm really not looking to complain about it. It is my favorite sport. But my gosh, they treat the fan like dirt. With these six-day TV selection windows, you don't know when the kickoff time is until, you know, 6 days before you're trying to go to a game and set up a tailgate and figure out your family for the next weekend. It's ridiculous. But this is one way to give a little bit back to the fan and also benefit the teams who get the buys and encourage teams to make it to conference championship games and win conference championship games. Because you saw all of these title games, the SEC championship game looked like it was half empty. The Big 12 championship game did not look good on TV. ACC was barren. Big 10, you could get in for 10 bucks. Do it for the fan. And that will also help these conference championship games mean something, because right now it's not looking good for these conference championship games. It's just, it's not. I wonder if they are dying in front of our eyes and if sooner rather than later, they are going to be shown the door.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We appreciate you guys being here, as always, as a part of the show. And thanks so much for joining us. And some of you are rightfully noting, hey, if you're a BYU fan, what's that all about? BYU got no attention. They had a win over SMU, basically a similar record, and no one was talking about BYU. That is a very good point and a very fair point. So let's get to some of the other bowl games here as they have been announced in the Big 12. I'm going to get to as many as I can here as of this conversation, all right? So obviously we don't know who Arizona State is going to be playing in the college football playoff because they did get a bye, but they will get the winner of Clemson and Texas. And honestly, I like that draw of all the possible draws. I like that. You know, Texas, for all the hype and all the talk, they haven't beaten anybody this year. I mean, seriously, they got a very favorable schedule, okay? I mean, yes, we saw the SEC championship game, and yes, they could have beaten Georgia, and yeah, in the regular season, obviously, they impressed with a good win at Michigan, although Michigan wasn't nearly as good as we thought they were, but they really hadn't beaten anybody. Right? And then Clemson can be very much hit or miss. So Arizona State's not going to be a favorite going into that game, whoever they play, whether it's Clemson or Texas. They'll be a big underdog to Texas, probably 10, 11 points. And if it's Clemson, they'll probably be, I would guess, a 3 to 6 point underdog in that game as well. But of all the possible draws, I like it for Arizona State, and they should have a ton of confidence. They will be very well rested, and they should feel great about themselves after how they played on Saturday against Iowa State. But in the meantime, the other games that you've got around the Big 12, and this is obviously a moving target right now, but we know Baylor is taking on LSU. That just came down in the Texas Bowl. These SEC teams have been very slow to make their bowl announcements. I think they want to, like, I don't think A&M wanted to play a Texas-based school. That's my hunch. They're trying to figure out what to do to make sure A&M doesn't have to play Baylor or Texas Tech. As of this recording right now, as I'm talking to you, and you guys tell me if this has changed, Texas Tech does not have an opponent in the Liberty Bowl. So we're still waiting on that. That is also going to be an SEC opponent. So that is set to come down. Meantime, we've got, boy, what did TCU do wrong? They got to go out to Albuquerque. Jeez. They will play Louisiana in the New Mexico Bowl. I mean, is ESPN still pissed at them for getting their doors blown off against Georgia in that national championship game 2 years ago? Is this like a punishment? Oh my gosh. Just call it the Breaking Bad Bowl and get it over with already. I don't know what that's all about, but that is a tough draw for an 8-win TCU team. My goodness. So they're playing Louisiana in the New Mexico Bowl. Guaranteed Rate Bowl. That is Kansas State, and they will take on Rutgers out of New Jersey. So that game is in Phoenix, Arizona, and that's a game K-State played in. I want to say it was a couple of years back. They played in that game, so a familiar place for K-State fans to travel. Hey, go out there, get some golf in, have a good time, and see if you can end the season on a high note and beat a Big Ten opponent. Meantime, you got the Pop-Tarts Bowl. This is a pretty intriguing one. Iowa State taking on Miami. Remember, Miami was in the driver's seat to get to the ACC championship game, and then they lost two of their last three games against Georgia Tech and Syracuse to not even reach the ACC championship game. And the two teams that made the ACC championship game, SMU and Clemson, of course, are in the college football playoff. So that is going to be a pretty sneaky good game. Alamo Bowl is going to be two Big 12 teams. It's Colorado and BYU. But this is because the Pac-12 still had its contract with the Alamo Bowl. So it's a former Pac-12 team in Colorado against a Big 12 team in BYU. Kind of weird. I don't love it because obviously it's two teams from the same conference. The joy, the interest around these games is obviously seeing teams that really rarely ever play each other. That's the cool part, right? So with that being said, it'll be a good game. Two teams that tied for first in the Big 12. They were 7-2. Obviously didn't get to the Big 12 championship because of tiebreakers, but it's kind of weird. I think it might be like that for one more season as well. And then the Frisco Bowl is going to be West Virginia and Memphis in the Frisco Bowl. And obviously no Neil Brown on the sidelines for that game. So I don't think I missed anybody. No, we were waiting on really just Texas Tech's opponent in the Liberty Bowl. So if that breaks during the show, just let me know. But nobody else, of course, in the Big 12 making a bowl game. So overall, you know, this is a great time of year, and it's going to get better. These first round games, I know we don't have a Big 12 team in these first round games, obviously, but it's going to be a lot of fun to see college football playoff action on campus. College football is meant to be played on campus. It is not meant to be played in sterile, neutral field environments. And weather is going to play a big deal in this game. Indiana at Notre Dame. Now, both of these teams know the snow, obviously, but South Bend in late December, that could be interesting. Same thing, State College, Pennsylvania. Late December against SMU coming from Dallas. Well, that's got some interest to it as well from a weather perspective. Ohio State hosting Tennessee in late December could have some obviously major weather implications. The only one that doesn't is Clemson going to Texas. I mean, I suppose it could be chilly in Austin, but it's not usually going to be a game where weather is going to play a big factor. So this has fascinating storylines written all over it. And even though the first round doesn't have any Big 12 teams in it, I'm here for it. The question is, are these games going to be competitive? When you look at the spreads for these games, none of them are all that close. They're all at least a touchdown. Notre Dame is favored by 8 over Indiana. Penn State by 8.5 over SMU. Texas by 11 over Clemson. I'd hammer Clemson there, by the way. And then Ohio State minus 7 over Tennessee. Every single home team is favored by at least a touchdown. I just wonder if these games are going to be duds. I mean, we've talked for years about how, frankly, many of the semifinal games in the four-team format have been duds. Are we going to get duds in the first round? Maybe. We might. But that's where the teams that get byes, especially teams like Oregon and Georgia, need to be incentivized to play in these conference championship games and win these conference championship games. And that's why the quarterfinal games should be on campus as well. Sorry, bowl games. You can rotate the semifinals like you've been doing. The fact that you've got Oregon having to travel to a Rose Bowl for a neutral site game against either Ohio State or Tennessee, okay, they'll be rested. It's closer to them. But it's really not the advantage that some people are making it out to be. It's not. So let's see how this all plays out. Is that right, Christian? Do we have Arkansas against Texas Tech? Has that been confirmed? Do we have Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl? Let me see if that's the case. I'm just reading some of your messages here on the show. Yep, there we go. Texas Tech and Arkansas. So I guarantee that Texas A&M did not want to play Tech and did not want to play Baylor in the bowl game. That is so evident to me. A&M did not accept the invite to play Baylor in the Texas Bowl, and they probably were a step up from being in the Liberty Bowl. That's fine. But what a bunch of cowards in College Station. And I am not at all surprised. Are you? They wanted no part of a bowl game against Baylor, especially a Baylor team that's playing some of the best football, not just in the Big 12, but in the country right now. No one's talking about Baylor, but when we get to the offseason, there will be a lot of talk about Baylor being a potential favorite in the Big 12 going into next season. That's how good they look down the stretch this year. So we've got all the bowl games then lined up. It will be Arkansas and the Liberty Bowl against Texas Tech. And, you know, that's fun. That's fun. Old Southwest Conference, what's not to like about that? But that Liberty Bowl game, I just feel like it's always in Memphis, obviously. I feel like that game, it's just always overcast. It's cloudy. It just looks like crap on TV every single year. I feel like the Liberty Bowl is just cloudy, overcast. Sometimes it's damp. It's raining. It just never feels like it's a game that has good weather. I don't know what it is about Memphis in, you know, late December. I mean, I'm here in Kansas City. It's not much better, but at least we get beautiful days of high pressure and sunrise. I don't know what the deal is there, but I would love to go back and look at the Liberty Bowl weather year by year. I feel like it always stinks every single year. Oh, man. Well, you guys are fantastic. Thank you for being here. I'm Pete Mundo. We cover the Big 12 Conference at heartlandcollegesports.com. I've owned it and I've operated it for 10 years. This is year number 10 of doing this. I started with a laptop and having no clue what to do. We now are driving hundreds of thousands of fans to our website every month. There are thousands of you pouring into this show on YouTube, on Apple, on Spotify, and we've always kept it free. All I ask for you to do is to subscribe, is to hit the thumbs up on the video, and of course, if you're on the podcast, just drop us a 5-star rating and review. It does help us tremendously as we continue to build this show. We're always looking, and as I've been mentioning, targeting specific sponsors that are regional or small businesses that want to get their brand in front of our fan base here across Big 12 country. So you can reach out to me, Pete Mundo, M-U-N-D-O, at heartlandcollegesports.com to do that. And We've got the free forums. Great way to interact with other Big 12 fans at heartlandcollegesports.com. Have a great day. Go Big 12. We'll talk to you guys soon. See you later.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.